3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Todd Furman joins us every Wednesday at 4:30 from Las Vegas at Todd Furman on Twitter, toddstake.com, the website. Todd, what's up? How are you?
Your loyal listeners there in 3HL land were ruthless last week coming after me for picking the Sharks in Game 7 against the Preds.
Yeah. Yeah. I like their odds when you did that because you were all in on Tampa Bay.
You know what? I'll say one thing. Preds fans have to be excited about the way this season went and looking towards the future, knowing that there weren't high expectations coming into the year and being one game away from entering their first Western Conference Finals, a step in the right direction under Peter Laviolette.
Yeah, and I think they're going to try to do something long-term with Philip Forsberg, and I think they're going to get rid of some of the older players, which we'll talk about in a little while. But you think this team, the nucleus of this team, if everything is back in form, is set up for a pretty good season next season?
Yeah, they definitely have the pieces in place. There's no doubt about it. I think one of the big questions will be what they elect to do between the pipes. Is Pekka Rinne going to be that guy that starts 50 to 60 games if he's healthy, or do you start to go to Hutton, the young kid who appears poised to take that next step in his development? You look at the division, though, there are no easy matchups from top to bottom. Dallas isn't going anywhere. Yeah. St. Louis is here to stay. We know the Blackhawks just rebuild and reload. And you look at Minnesota, a change in direction with Bruce Boudreau, but they'll be the team, I think, that'll be the perennial doormat as they look to try and retool a little bit the face of their franchise.
What would Alabama's win total look like with Cam Robinson at left tackle and without him? He's been there for 2 years, maybe the best offensive tackle in the country, and was arrested recently.
You know what, Alabama's win total coming into this year, I set at 10. I think we're going to see some odds makers have very different opinions on the Crimson Tide. Spoken to some folks, they wanted to use a number as high as 10.5, which I thought was a little bit ambitious, because if you look down Alabama's schedule, it's unlike years past with so many question marks. They'll only be a field goal favorite September 17th when they take on Ole Miss in Oxford. They'll only be about a 3.5-point favorite as it looks right now for that October 15th trip to Knoxville, and they'll actually be listed as an underdog if they were to play right out of the gates of 3 points for their trip to Baton Rouge against LSU. So I think Alabama has a very daunting task ahead of them, and I would not be surprised if the Tide finished the season 10-2, or if things went the wrong way for them and Cam Robinson wasn't there, looking at a 9-3 football team.
Oh, wow.
So one win. Interesting. So who challenges them in the West? Is it LSU? What do you think about their over-under win total?
Yeah, when you look at the Tigers on paper, we know the big question mark for them is always who will play quarterback and if they're able to throw the forward pass. Up and down that roster, they're as talented as anybody in the league, and I think LSU makes the most logical sense. I know people are really high on Ole Miss, but I remain skeptical. I'm not sure Chad Kelly can be that guy that's going to be a proven team leader for 12 straight games. And we'll get a good taste of how good the Rebels will be right out of the gates when all eyes in the college football world will be on them on Labor Day in Orlando as they're an underdog against Florida State, a Seminoles team that I think, not getting a ton of respect nationally, my opinion, one of the best team in the ACC and arguably a dark horse to win the national title.
Is Tennessee number one in the East?
Yeah, Tennessee right now number one in the East. Georgia very capable of closing that gap if we see quarterback play from their young starter. Florida's the team that remains the X factor for me. Not really sure what to expect from the Gators. You have to give Jim McElwain a ton of credit for the way the team kind of took the next step last season when nobody expected. So they'll be the dark horse, but Tennessee the favorite, Georgia listed as the second favorite behind the Vols.
Did he tell us how many wins?
Yeah, what's the win total for Tennessee?
Win total for Tennessee, if I'm setting numbers right now, I'm looking at the Vols at 9, 9.5. And again, that'll be a little bit of difference of opinion given how Tennessee stacks up. But I think their schedule in the East, a pick'em against Georgia on October 1st for the trip to Athens tells you all you need to know. Tennessee, the best overall power rating for any team in that side of the division.
See, I think Tennessee's a tricky team when setting that line because I think 9 is the number. But clearly, if you're setting a line, you want that hook in there, that half.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think 9, a very fair assessment. 9.5, if it's, you have to lay $1.10 both ways, I'll make a slight case to go under just because I feel like you have a little bit more wiggle room there.
Yeah,
so we should have the first set of numbers available for wagering out here in Vegas in the next 2 weeks. And, of course, as always, guys, I'll be the first one to try and share those with you when they are made available.
At Todd Furman on Twitter, toddstake.com, the website every Wednesday at 4:30.
Well, Todd, lastly, I guess on the college front, Bama's odds to win the national championship versus UT's odds to win the national championship.
Tennessee 15-1 right now to win the title. Alabama, by virtue of the name on their front of their jersey, so to speak, they're listed at 6-1, co-favorites alongside the Clemson Tigers. I think when you look at the landscape of college football right now, you have to be real reluctant to take numbers that short. We've seen each of the last few seasons with the new format, a team loses a game, their numbers drop off. I mean, you could add Alabama at 20-1 last season after they lost to Ole Miss.
All righty. Well, we just saw, yesterday in the NBA lottery that Philadelphia, the lucky brotherly love city of Philly, will be the number one pick of the NBA draft this season. And who do you think is going to be that number one pick?
I haven't seen odds available on it now, but have to imagine they'll go in the direction of Ben Simmons, probably the most versatile player. Although for me, I think the Lakers are actually gifted the number two spot because they don't have to make that tough decision. They'll take either Brandon Ingram if he's on the board or Ben Simmons at two. Where Philadelphia, yes, they're headed in a different direction with Jerry Colangelo as their general manager, but clearly this is a team who's flopped on draft day. Things can only get better, as you mentioned, for the boys in the city of brotherly love.
All right, and lastly for me, OKC, can they upset Golden State again tonight?
You know what? I'm not sure they'll be able to win back-to-back games at Oracle. You're looking at Oklahoma City, an 8.5-point underdog. This number up from 7.5, where it closed in game one. Now, if you think Oklahoma City can get the cash outright, that'll pay you about 3.5, upwards of 4-1, depending on if you shop around. You have seen a massive change in the series price, though, Blaine. Golden State was a 1-6 favorite coming into this. They're now a 1-2 favorite. Mm. I think even with a loss here for Oklahoma City, the key will be that for them to hold serve in Oklahoma at home over the next two games.
So do you still have Golden State winning the series going to the NBA Finals?
They are still the favorite, but from what I've seen, I really think Oklahoma City in a great position, and you have to really appreciate what Billy Donovan has done with this team, getting them to turn the corner, and more importantly, the ongoing development of Steven Adams, which appears to be the biggest matchup issue that Golden State will have to deal with all series.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, at Todd Furman on Twitter. If you have a specific question, hit him up.
Todd, there was some talk this week about Jalen Hurd from Tennessee as maybe a dark horse Heisman candidate, and ESPN put out a story today with maybe a dark horse candidate from each conference, and that's the guy they listed was Jalen Hurd. What kind of odds could you get on him for the Heisman and also for Josh Dobbs as quarterback?
At Jalen Hurd, depending on where you look, price, generally speaking, in that 40-1, 50-1 range. Josh Dobbs actually listed at shorter number than that at 25-1. For me, it's just so difficult. I know we saw a running back win the Heisman last year, but in this day and age with dual threat quarterbacks, I think it's still a quarterback's award to lose unless a running back really has that massive season. Dobbs at 25-1. He, of course, will be the X factor if Tennessee is going to compete not only for a league title, but be relevant in the national landscape as well.
How hard would it be, and I'm asking this thinking it's virtually impossible, for a group of five player to win a Heisman Trophy at this point in the college football landscape?
Ain't happening.
I really think it's near impossible. You have to have a team that started the season in the top 10 and has a schedule conducive to getting that national exposure. The only player that I would say had an outside shot, if he comes out of the gates right away with a monumental upset for Houston, would be Greg Ward.
Yeah.
I think he could jump into the discussion there, and Houston's resume would only get better if they beat Oklahoma and then Oklahoma were to boat race Ohio State 2 weeks later. And then, of course, late in the season, Houston will have a chance against a Louisville team that if the Cardinal were to enter that game, undefeated or with one loss, Ward would have a chance to maybe cement his candidacy. But he's the only guy for me right now that I think could enter the discussion.
We got a lot of Braves fans in Middle Tennessee. Is Chipper Jones going to be their next manager, you think?
Well, you know what? We've seen how some of these former players have worked out with the franchises that are near and dear to them. You know what? The Braves at this point, your guess is as good as mine how they're going to elect to go. We know it was going to be a rebuilding season. I won't claim to be a Freddie Gonzalez guy or have any loyalty towards the Braves whatsoever, but the franchise should be embarrassed for how they handled the situation. I think, if you put Chipper in that position of power and things it become a struggle, it's always tough to fire a legend.
It's interesting to me every time Gary Bettman comes here to Nashville, he actually gets a decent reception, and he always seems shocked that he gets it. You actually tweeted today, maybe Al Michaels should be the next commissioner of the NHL. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I don't think Al wants the headaches associated with being the commissioner of the NHL, but if there is a sportscaster that's more outspoken about his love for NHL hockey than Al Michaels, I'd love to know who it is. We know he's a season ticket holder for the Kings, and every chance he gets to sing the praises of playoff hockey, he elects to do so. It would be great to have a figurehead like that and get Gary Bettman out of office. But before we do that, let Bettman bring in NHL franchise to Las Vegas, and then we can kick him to the curb.
Good stuff, Todd. Always appreciate it, man. It's good to talk college football in May.
Always a pleasure, guys. And one thing, I had a loyal 3HL listener ask about French Open odds. Serena Williams, of course, the overwhelming favorite on the women's half of the draw at 2-1, followed by Victoria Azarenka at 5-1, and Novak Djokovic at 4-5, followed by Rafa Nadal and Andy Murray at 5-1.
Interesting. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it, man.